Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai City Council has established an annual tool allowance of $1,500 for employees at the city shop who are required to furnish their own standard working tools as part of their position requirement. Similar to the city's uniform allowance, the tool allowance will be paid biannually in two equal payments in July and January, and sufficient funds are included in the proposed fiscal year 2024 budget. Councilmember Winger proposed the question if these tools would be the property of the city or the individual. City Manager Terry Eubank explained the tools be the property of the employee.
They're still required as a condition of employment to provide a basic set of tools, and they have a detailed list of what those tools are. This tool allowance is just compensation for them to maintain those tools and modernize those tools. They will be their tools. If there are any specialty tools that are still required to be purchased for specific pieces of equipment, we will purchase those, and those will be the property of the city.
Kenai Mayor Brian Gabriel called on his own experience working at DOT to expand on the explanation.
During my employment at DOT, we work with the state equipment fleet in our building, and this is a standard practice within governmental organizations.
The city has been paying directly for new and replacement tools while employees are required to provide others. An annual tool allowance of $1,500 for employees required to furnish their own standard working tools is comparable to allowances offered at other places of public employment. Human Resources worked with the Public Works Director and City Shop Foreman to clarify what standard tools employees and prospective employees will be required to bring to the job and recommend an annual tool allowance to defer the cost of those tools. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is liberalizing existing sport fishing regulations by increasing the sockeye salmon bag and possession limits to 12 fish per day, 12 fish in possession in the Resurrection River and adjacent salt waters of Resurrection Bay. These regulatory changes are effective 12:01 a.m. Wednesday, June 28th through 11:59 Monday, July 31st. The area the bag and possession limits increase includes the fresh waters downstream of the Seward Highway and the downstream from Nash Road to the ADFNG regulatory saltwater markers and in the marine waters of Resurrection Bay north of a line from Cane's Head to the north point of Thumb Cove. Anglers are reminded that snagging is not allowed in fresh water. Only unbaited single-hook artificial lures or flies are allowed in the freshwater area open to salmon fishing. Anglers are reminded to look for the saltwater markers that separate the fresh and saltwater fishing zones in the Resurrection River. For additional information on the Resurrection Bay saltwaters and freshwaters, please review pages 78 to 80 of the 2023 South Central Sport Fishing Regulations Summary Booklet. Through June 25th, 8,035 sockeye have passed the Bear Creek Weir, and fish are still entering the river, stated area management biologist Brittany Blaine Roth. The Bear Lake Sustainable Escapement Goal will be met, and the hatchery broodstock requirements are anticipated to be met as 5,000 fish are in the creek above the fishery. Anglers should be aware that this run will start to taper out in the coming weeks, and getting a double limit could take some effort. Anglers are reminded that commercial fishing may also be occurring in Resurrection Bay over the next few weeks. For additional information on commercial fishing periods, please visit the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Commercial Salmon Fisheries webpage. U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan Monday joined the National Telecommunications and Information Administration in announcing over $1 billion in new funding for the Bipartisan Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act for Alaska to build out the state's broadband infrastructure to connect communities to high-speed internet. The funding comes from the IIJA's Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program, which is the backbone of delivering upon the law's promise to bring high-speed internet to every American, including every Alaskan. For more on this story and comments from Alaska legislators, you can visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.